Have you ever noticed how your relationship seems to shift and change? Sometimes feeling warm and vibrant, other times distant and cold? Just as nature moves through distinct seasons, our marriages naturally cycle through periods of growth, abundance, change, and dormancy. This revolutionary framework explains why some couples thrive for decades while others wither despite favorable conditions. The seasonal metaphor reveals that marriages aren't static entities, but dynamic relationships that require different approaches as they move through spring's renewal, summer's satisfaction, fall's uncertainty, and winter's coldness. Understanding these patterns helps us recognize that difficulties aren't necessarily signs of failure, but natural transitions that all relationships experience. The question isn't whether your marriage will face changing seasons, it's how you'll navigate them together. Like crocuses pushing through winter soil, spring marriages exhibit courage and optimism. Most relationships begin in this season, with couples energized by creating a new life together. Spring's landscape features excitement, joy, and hope. Janet, a newlywed, reflects that in-love high just deepens and becomes richer each day. Even long-married couples can rediscover springtime, like Rex and Bonnie, who find renewed joy as empty nesters through meaningful conversations and shared interests. Spring attitudes center on optimism, gratitude, and trust. Couples view changes as opportunities and actively express love. One husband found that understanding love languages brought a second honeymoon after 35 years. Trust provides security, with spouses believing the best about each other during uncertainty. Summer marriages, like flourishing gardens, reap the benefits of what spring planted. While initial excitement settles, connection deepens. Couples resolve conflicts more easily and maintain security despite external challenges, whether financial, parenting, or health-related. Mark and Jennifer's 20-year marriage exemplifies this comfortable phase, having weathered career challenges and child-rearing difficulties. They emerged stronger for persevering. Yet summer marriages require maintenance, like flowers needing consistent water. Couples preserve their relationship through continued work and growth. Like autumn's mountain colors giving way to barren branches, fall marriages may appear beautiful while concealing internal troubles. The relationship seems stable, but emotional chilling winds have begun. Fall brings sadness, apprehension, and depletion. Couples sense something's wrong but struggle to name it. Marge feels insecure after 32 years, watching her marriage drift as children and careers took priority. Kimberly feels confused and burned out after 20 years as her marriage approaches winter. The main catalyst for fall is neglect, assuming marriage will sustain itself. When we stop tending to our relationship garden, weeds naturally overtake it. However, fall's uncertainty often drives couples to seek help through counseling, books, or retreats. This awareness can be redemptive if properly addressed. Winter marriages turn bitter and harsh. Communication alternates between painful silence and heated conflicts. Dreams freeze beneath layers of ice with no thaw in sight. Couples become emotionally and physically detached, sleeping separately, avoiding interaction, living as strangers. Chris and Amanda's relationship crumbled under the weight of childbirth, accidents, and stress. Joshua's marriage collapsed after mutual infidelity destroyed their trust. Winter's primary cause is rigidity, refusing to see your partner's perspective or acknowledge your role in problems. Yet, winter's intensity often creates urgent desire for healing, pushing couples to seek help. Through guided healing, couples can rebuild connection. When failures are honestly confronted and forgiven, love can melt winter's ice, allowing new growth to emerge. Our culture is obsessed with love, yet many spouses go to bed feeling unloved. The problem is partly our loose use of the word love and partly our ignorance of how to meet our spouse's emotional needs. Love typically begins with the tingles, that emotional obsession where we can't stop thinking about someone. During this euphoric stage, which research shows lasts about 2 years, we're swept along by positive emotions. The challenge comes when we must transition to intentional love, which requires conscious effort to meet each other's emotional needs. After decades of counseling, five basic ways to express emotional love emerge: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Each person has a primary love language that must be spoken for them to feel loved. How do you discover your spouse's love language? Listen to their complaints. "You never bring me anything," receiving gifts. "We never spend time together," quality time. "You never touch me unless I initiate it," physical touch. "All you do is criticize," words of affirmation. "You never help around here," acts of service. Many marriages have been revolutionized when couples learn to speak each other's love language, transforming winter seasons into spring or summer. Even if their love language doesn't come naturally to you, with practice, you can become proficient at speaking it and watching your relationship bloom in response. Our differences in marriage were designed to be complementary assets, not divisive liabilities. In fall, differences become magnified irritations. In winter, they become icy walls. Yet God is the author of diversity, creating no two snowflakes, fingerprints, or personalities exactly alike. Common differences include talkers marrying quiet people, early risers marrying night owls, organizers marrying spontaneous types, planners marrying improvisers, savers marrying spenders, and homebodies marrying social butterflies. Every difference has positive aspects. Consider Joe the couch potato and Millie the butterfly who's always active. Joe's relaxed approach reminds us that life needs balance between work and play. Millie's conscientious nature reflects the value of responsibility and work ethic. Replace condemnation with affirmation, acknowledging that your differences serve a purpose. Ask what you need to learn from your spouse's different approach. Once you've established appreciation rather than frustration, develop practical ways to maximize your differences by assigning tasks based on strengths while allowing flexibility. The most successful couples don't try to change each other into carbon copies. They celebrate their differences and use them to create a relationship that's stronger precisely because of their complementary perspectives and abilities. Like tending a garden through changing weather, couples must adapt their approach while maintaining core practices that sustain growth. Even strong marriages face seasonal changes, from external factors like job loss, health crises, or empty nesting. By viewing these transitions as normal rather than catastrophic, couples can navigate them together instead of growing apart. Create stability through consistent rituals, daily appreciation, weekly technology-free evenings, or annual celebration of milestones. Remember that seasons are temporary. Winter yields to spring, and summer's warmth transitions to fall's reflection. Embracing each season's unique opportunities for connection helps build a marriage that grows stronger through change. The goal isn't perfection, but growth, where partners feel secure enough to be authentic, supported in pursuing their potential, and loved enough to weather any storm. This journey creates not just a fulfilling relationship, but a meaningful life together that influences those around you. Your marriage exists not only for happiness, but to help each other become everything you were meant to be.